Plums. Life, that luscious plum I'm always writing about, sometimes will fool me like soft nighttime veils between my woman and me. She, too, makes me feel immortal like the old god. So much do I love the taste of purple plums and the juice flowing into my whiskers. And nobody ever wishes me to sing about nature's will and our doom. So please, stuff yourself with luscious plums. Eat plums and plums. Yes, stuff yourself with plums.
That was my introduction to Bobby Bird more than 30 years ago. That was when Get Some Fuses for the House, your book, had just come out, and that was at the Old Bridge Center for Contemporary Art.
On Stanton.
And I had always loved poetry, but I discovered poetry that day. Yeah. My guests today, Lee and Bobby Bird, owners and publishers of Cinco Puntos Press. It's always a delight to have you here and find out what is new. And there's a lot. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you have a bunch of books spread out in front of you here, Lee. Let's get started.
We are very glad to be here. We're very thankful that you invited us. And we heard your interview just recently about Bhutan of Diana Natalicio.
The lovely Lakhang in Centennial Plaza, yes.
Uh-huh. And we actually just walked across campus and saw how beautiful everything is coming. But we wanted to mention the fact that we, because of the Bhutanese connection in El Paso, acquired a book called Crane Boy by Diana Cohn and illustrated by a woman named Yumi. Mm-hmm. Her mother and father were Quakers, not hippies. And so they said, your name's going to be Yumi, you and me. Anyway, she's an incredible artist.
I read that and I thought, oh, you skipped, you missed a space there until I said
that. Her name's Yumi.
The editing eye always working.
Anyway, it's a picture book, and both the author and the illustrator went to the Crane Festival in Bhutan. Ah. And the author had originally gone on a trip to Bhutan and was amazed by the fact that these school children had created this fairly modern festival. And so she went back with the illustrator, and they dug into the history of it. And it's just this wonderful book, we think, which will increase the connection between El Paso, UTEP, and Bhutan, even though we will promote it here, but we will also be promoting it throughout the United States. We want it to be a book that gets a lot of good attention.
Right. It's also a book about, you know, ecology and the environment and preserving the cranes, and we have that issue here along the Rio Grande,
Absolutely.
You know, with the cranes here. So it's a book that is an international book, and it talks about how this young man wants to celebrate and maintain, preserve the cranes and their heritage, and he invents this this wonderful dance. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful paintings. And
oh, the illustrations
great
are gorgeous. Uh-huh.
And in the back of it, in the back few pages, mm-hmm. Lee and the author worked and put together a history of, maybe you can explain it.
It's an afterword, which is, we always like to wrap our books with information so a teacher can, you know, where's Bhutan, what do the people do? And one of the interesting things is that the book is set in the Pojika Valley. There, it's become important for them. Their potatoes that they grow there are more and more loved by people, so they sell more and more. Uh-huh. But that is sapping the wetlands that the cranes who come from Tibet in the summer use. And so that has become a big issue. How will we preserve the wetlands? How can we grow these crops without any pesticides? How can we do all this so that the cranes are preserved? And the crane count, they count them every year when they come back into Bhutan. So that's a very critical thing.
Yes.
So all this, yes, it speaks to the environment. It speaks to one person, although a whole raft of kids getting together to create this festival. And it's just an extraordinary book, and it opens doors, which we always love to do with our books.
And when it's published that Diana and Yumi are going back to Bhutan to give copies to kids in Bhutan.
Oh, to the king. They're actually going to give copies of the book. They have an audience with the king, and they'll be giving it to the king, and if that doesn't quite work out, it'll be his representative or maybe the queen.
Yes.
So they're all excited that books will go to everyone of importance, and they're giving one to every school child.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, Cinco Puntos is becoming a wonderful extension of this this connection across the planet.
Yeah.
How exciting. Yeah. I you always have something new, but you blew me away with just that very first one. Congratulations. Yeah. That's
Thank
huge.
You.
I've become a fan of the Tucson Book Festival for the last couple of years.
And yes.
I'm always so proud because of all the people there. You're heavyweights, and you're always standing there just, you know, like cool dudes that you are and so friendly.
Last year they gave us this great space right in the middle of everything.
Well, you deserve it.
And you were there.
Yeah.
It was great. And it was so nice because that's our people, you know.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by young kids and families.
It's like going to your home planet for a while because books are the center of everything. But truly, your books are right at the pinnacle of everything offered at that festival. Your work is so awesome. What else do you have going on?
Can I say that about the Tucson Book Festival?
Yes.
One more thing. I think what we've seen over the years is when we first started, we laugh and say we didn't know what we were doing, and we truly didn't know what we were doing, but we sort of followed our nose. We followed a lot of the authors that we work with, like Joe Hayes, Ben Sines, Tim Tingle. As they did their work, we were seeing how their work was received. And many years ago, possibly bilingual books were not received as well. But when we go to places like the LA Times Book Festival and the Tucson Book Festival, we suddenly see, oh my goodness, the people, the kids and the families are like, oh man, this is an incredible book.
Yeah.
Did you do this?
Yeah.
Have you read this book?
Yeah, like La Llorona. That's your best?
That's our best-selling book.
Yeah. All time. And that was Joe Hayes?
That was Joe Hayes. That was our third book.
Third book.
And Joe said, that's the book you have to publish because that's the book that the kids want. That's the story when I tell it. And it has to be bilingual.
Everybody knew the La Llorona, but nobody knew the real story, and that was a perfect way to put it. If anybody among our listeners today want to just get a kick about your whole attitude and the story you've just told in short, go to cincopuntos.com and just read the first paragraph. Welcome to Cinco Puntos Press website. And it's charmingly hilarious in a way because of the story you've told that, to tell you the truth, we're a little bit surprised to be here ourselves is one of your opening statements. And yeah, following your nose, you've got very good noses, both of you apparently. So you've done amazing things. And every time I walk by your booth at the fest, and you've got some whopper award that one of your authors has received. That's just like stunning. Just
You've been
stunning.
Very lucky. Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm not sure about lucky, but you work yourself silly, so
that
makes up for it. What have you got?
This year we have three bilingual books, and I want to mention several of them we have time.
Another Lucha Libre book?
We have an author named Javier Garza who is a nut for Lucha Libre. He has so much fun with it.
Yeah.
This one is a pre-K to like first grade. It's a counting book, and the little boy, his mother says, stop jumping on the bed. Well, I'm not jumping on the bed. It's the luchadores that are jumping on the bed.
Yes.
And so he counts them out for his mother. 1, 2, all the way up to 9. And then he decides that he'll get in there. And so there's 10 of them. And the classic line is, and what do 10 luchadores do when they're on a bed? They wrestle. And so you can, and all the illustrations are huge and kind of, surreal.
Wow, surreal.
Surreal.
Oh, yeah.
And so
the
kids just love it.
And it's laid out like a comic book.
It is.
Yes. The illustrations are just, they just knock you off the page. They're very bold.
They're out there.
And fun. Now, what was the name of his first Lucha Libre themed book?
It was The Man in the Silver Mask.
Yes.
Lucha Libre.
It was Lucha Libre.
And it won an award.
Yeah, yeah.
A big one.
Yeah. It should have won a lot more. I hate to say that.
Yeah. Well, but
I do love to say that, actually.
It was a charming book.
Yeah.
Absolutely charming.
Thing about that is Sergio Gomez, who graduated from here,
designs.
And he was a student of another one of the professors here, Antonio Castro, who designs a lot of our books. And they're both great designers. And so we're delighted to have that connection with UTEP, actually.
Yeah. And the important thing to us about Javier's work is that it appeals to boys. Boys often get short shift in the world. And so all of his books are real grabbers, and the kids that are grabbing him are boys.
Yeah.
So that's
boys
real
and tomboys,
important.
I'm afraid.
Boys and tomboys, I'm
a Guerrero fan over here. By giving myself away here.
No, I think that's great. Yeah.
Well, that's another wonderful, fun book to hold, and it's a nice hardback, a really nice piece.
Thank
you. Next?
Well, we have another paperback that's coming out just real soon, and it's called Little Chanclas. And, of course, we all know that chanclas are shoes in Spanish.
Flip-flops.
Well, they're to me, they were like the leather chanclas, leather shoes that my mom used to wear. And in fact, when she would get angry, she would chase us with her leather chancla.
Right. That's the connection.
Absolutely. You end up with hecho en México in reverse on some part of your anatomy there. Anyway, that's a standard joke.
Pretty good.
But what is really cool about this book is that the little girl, in literature, there's lots of books where a kid... And we know that kids get smitten with their things, a blankie or a whatever.
Yes, yes.
Well, this little girl is just smitten with this set of flip-flops, and she's going to wear them everywhere. She's going to wear them through 14 quinceañeras and 38 barbecues. And besides her shoes, she loves a party. But at a party, she loses her shoes. A bulldog eats them, she cannot be consoled until her granny comes and brings her 16 new pairs of chanclas.
I love the word chancla, and I love the term for dancing, tirar chancla.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well,
yeah, tirar chancla, go out and dance. Yeah,
so your shoes.
So that's what she did, tiró las chanclas completely.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad it's going to be a great book. And interestingly enough about that book, we go every year to New York City to present our books to the various big magazines and newspapers who sometimes give us a New York Minute and sometimes give us a little more time. And the New York Times reviewer, luckily, was raised in New York, but lived in L.A. for some time.
In the Mexican-American
good.
And so she understood the art, and she loved this book. And she might, fingers crossed, review it, because that would be wonderful for us and for the author, Jose Lozano. But she really saw him as on the cutting edge of the artwork. Because of her understanding of L.A.
Because of that book, she says, you know, you guys are way ahead of your time. And, you know, we've thought that for a long time. But it's nice to have New York Times telling us that.
No kidding.
But the thing about that is Jose's artwork. You know, he lived a long time in El Paso and he moved back to L.A. He's up-and-coming Latino star in the art world. But his stuff is like lowriders and stuff. And it fills the page with all these bizarre images of people dancing and doing all this stuff and having a barbecue and talking to each other, you know. And it's real. He's real, real fun. For the people who understand his art, it's just really wonderful. It's a great, great book.
Well, you're great emissaries. And I think you are ahead
so
of your time.
So excited about that. Yeah.
My guests today are Lee and Bobby Bird, favorites to me, owners and publishers of Cinco Puntos Press, and we'll be right back.